Back in 2011, President Barack Obama made this declaration in a speech to the Australian Parliament.
In the Asia Pacific in the 21st century, the United States of America is all in.
It soon became tagged as the Pivot to Asia, an expansive idea focused largely on China. But the pivot has played out in fits and starts ever since, as NPR's Greg Myrie reports.
Consider these recent moves by President Biden and his team. Selling nuclear submarines to Australia, warning China when it comes to trade, and hosting key Asian partners at the White House.
These were big moves on the chessboard in Asia.
Mike Green is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
What they show you is that the effort to engage China isn't working the way everyone expected, and a recognition there has to be a lot more muscle in how we deal with China.
The long-promised pivot to Asia, with an intense focus on China, will need to address three key elements: security, economics, and diplomacy. Biden is starting to give the pivot his own definition. He calls the military withdrawal from Afghanistan a big step away from wars of the past two decades, while the submarine deal with Australia reflects security concerns of the future. But the pivot needs more than just security arrangements directed against China. Roy Camphausen heads the National Bureau of Asian Research.
Your strategy cannot just be a military strategy. Our partners and allies, while gratified that the United States is demonstrating its continued commitment in the security sphere, they also want to know what our economic plans are.
The Biden administration addressed that question, saying it seeks to reduce trade friction with China, but keeping in place tariffs imposed by former President Donald Trump. Here's Trade Representative Catherine Tai.
Our objective is not to inflame trade tensions with China. But above all else, we must defend to the hilt our economic interests.
So expect a tough slog on the trade front. Diplomacy in Asia may be more promising. China's aggressive rhetoric, the so-called wolf warrior diplomacy, has made some Asian nations wary of China and open to closer U.S. ties. Anya Manuel is the director of the Aspen Strategy Group.
Wolf warrior diplomacy and their bullying of other countries has kind of concentrated minds in parts of Asia to say, wow, we have to meet this challenge together.
India has always prized its independence on the international stage. But after bloody border skirmishes with China last year, India's leader, Narendra Modi, is more open to working with the U.S.
Those incursions across the Himalayan border, this long land border that China and India share, was really eye-opening to the Indians.
Modi was at the high-profile White House meeting last month with Biden and leaders of Japan and Australia, the countries that make up the grouping known as the Quad.
I think the Quad is an effort to say to China, hey, we're willing to let you rise peacefully, but you've overstepped.
Asia expert Roy Camphausen says the challenge is to find ways to cooperate with China on some issues, compete on others, and avoid direct confrontation.
That's a fine balance. How do you resist without provoking confrontation? It's going to be hard work.
Hard work. But without it, he says, there will be no successful pivot to Asia. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.